Hear now the word of God. The word of God. The word of God. Old Testament. 1 Samuel chapter 16. 1 Samuel chapter 16. The story of the biblical account when God is speaking to Samuel and for Samuel to talk to Saul, for Samuel to tell Saul that God has moved on and is looking for somebody at Jesse's house. You remember that. You remember this. So if you have it on the screen, if you'll put it up, 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king." But Samuel said, "How can I go? Saul will hear about it and kill me." The Lord said, "Take a heifer with you and say, 'I have come to sacrifice to the Lord.' Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate." Amen. I want to talk about let it go. Let it go. Anybody in here got anything you need to let go? You've been holding on to too long. The Lord is talking to Samuel. Samuel is his priest. Samuel is the minister in charge. He's the one that God talks to, and Samuel goes to talk to Saul. Saul, as you remember, was the first king of Israel. God really was not pleased when Israel decided they wanted a king just like some of the other nations wanted a king. How many of you know that sometimes God will allow you to make some stupid choices? And God will allow you to make choices that's not necessarily in your best interest, but you and I will pay the consequence for the choice. And Israel got this king, and he served for 40 years. Saul was the king of Israel for 40 years, but Saul could never quite get it together. Have you ever been in a position? You're in a position, but you just can't get it together. You know, sometimes you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time. Anybody ever been there? So God had put up with Saul for 40 years, and now God is saying to Samuel, "I have had it with Saul." And Samuel is mourning the fact that God is through with Saul. Samuel is mourning the fact. He's sad to see Saul go. But God says to Samuel, "Stop mourning over the leadership of Saul. I've moved on. I have rejected Saul to be king." In other words, God says, "I've moved on somewhere else, and I want you to stop moping and groping over the fact that I've moved on from Saul and I picked a new king. You need, Samuel, to let it go." Look at somebody and say, "You need to let some stuff go." And I just wanted to raise the question to you this morning. What is it that you are moping and groping over? What is it that you are mourning? Who is it that you are holding on to that you need to let go? So many times we spin our wheels on stuff we need to let go. We spend too much time mourning over stuff God has moved away from it, and God has moved on, and we are too concerned about Saul, and God is saying, Saul is yesterday. Look at somebody and say, that was yesterday. God is saying, you need to let yesterday go, because I have moved on, and I'm trying to move you to a new place, and you'll never get to your new place because you're always looking in the mirror about yesterday. I'm trying to develop you and give you a new joy. Look at somebody and say, I need a new joy. You need something else in your life, but you are bound and tied up with Saul. And Samuel is fretting over Saul, and he just hates the fact that Saul is out and that David is in. Every now and then it's time for some new leadership. Do I have a witness in the house? And so why is it that we get stuck on Saul? Look at somebody and say, sometimes I'm just stuck on Saul. And the reason we're stuck on Saul is because Saul is familiar. How many of you will be honest enough to know that you've been in, have you ever heard anybody say, you know, I love him, I'm just not in love with him? I've heard you sisters say that, you know you have. The fact of the matter is, the thrill's been gone a long time. In fact, it's been gone so long, you don't even remember the thrill. But, so, you know, we get stuck on familiar. Somebody's beating your brains out, and you say, well, he may be a devil, but I know this devil. Because we don't know what we're going to get, but every now and then you got to let it go. It's not enough to say, well, at least he's here. So what, he's here? Because every now and then we got to let it go. In a relationship, you know, you should have let it go a long time ago. We need to let it go. Let Saul be Saul and get up and go with God. We believe that if we just hang around a while, and you know, sisters, you know y'all are like this. You know, black women in particular, and probably other women too, feel like that they can change the devil. I mean, if I could just let me have him for about 6 months, I'll change him. Hey, you can't change him. The only one you can change is yourself. And rather than trying to change him, you need to be working on you, and I need to be working on me. Do I have a witness in the house? If God is not in it, you better get out of it. Be careful. Saul will bring you down. Do I have a witness? When you hang around Saul too long, he'll bring you down. And then we like to hang around people in position. Just like the fact that she's a leader. He's a leader. I believe that part of the reason that Samuel was mourning the fact that God has moved on from Saul, because, you know, Samuel had a point. He was the one who told Saul that he was to be king, and they had a name recognition. And every now and then we want to hang on to yesterday, because we know yesterday's leader, because he's got power. But let me tell you something. If a person has got power without the presence of God, they don't have any power. They have positional power, but they don't have divine power, that God is talking to them and nurturing them and developing them every single day. And they have power, but they're not empowered. We need to be empowered. Let it go. If you trust God, you got to let Saul go. When you hang around Saul too long, it will impact your health. Yes. Reason some of us got high blood pressure is because we've been hanging on to Saul. Some of us have strokes is because we're hanging on to Saul too long. When I'm talking about Saul, I'm not talking about necessarily a person. I'm talking about when you let your past dictate your future. You got to learn how to forgive yourself and go on. When you let your past, you hang around Saul over and over and over again, it will give you a heart attack. You die too soon. Somebody else will spend your insurance money. Some other dude will be riding your car, living in your house, and maybe sleeping in your bed. Most people will buy a new bed. Just be the same bedroom. Let it go. If you don't, it will destroy your life. If you hang around Saul too long, it will mess with your spirituality. You won't be able to enjoy church. If you listen to Saul too long, he will make you stay home. And let me tell you something. In today's society, I'm not just talking to Saul, I'm also talking to Saulettes. There are women that you hang on to and hold on too long. That was yesterday. Sooner or later, you gotta know when to hold them. And win the fold. If you're tied up with Saul too long, Satan will begin to whisper in your ear. You don't need church. You don't need God. You miss one Sunday, you miss two Sundays, you miss three Sundays, you miss five Sundays. Then you start talking about, I don't need to go to church to know Jesus. I listen to the radio. You don't even listen to the radio. You don't even watch TV. When the guy's not saying what you want, you change channels. You go cook. And you ain't got no spirit in you because you're too every now and then. But when you begin to hang around Saul too long, Saul will mess with your spirituality. Because your future depends on it. The longer you and I fool around with Saul, you and I will postpone our blessings. God was trying to give help to bring into a new person into king by helping Samuel to know that you have a relationship with Saul, but I want you to go down to Jesse's house because I've moved on, and I want you to move on because I got some new blessings for you, but you're never going to get your new blessing until you let Saul go. David is superior. David has his problems, you know what I mean? But he's superior to Saul. Saul served his season. David's got to serve his season. And I want you to move on. I want you to let him go because you're too attached to Saul. And that can prevent you. That can delay your blessings. Some of you you've been hurt years ago. Somebody hurt you 20 years ago. You're with somebody else, but you're still loving the old dude. Or maybe you ain't with nobody because you're so toxic nobody can stand you. You too, brother. Me too, brother. I'm not talking to women only. I'm talking to everybody here. Hey. You know what I'm talking about. Somebody hurt you 10 years ago and you're still mad at them. Somebody stole your man, stole your woman. You ought to send him a thank you card.
It's better to go to heaven by yourself than to go to hell with a group. Your future depends on letting Saul go. If you're tied up with Saul, you will not receive your blessings. God is getting ready to, look at somebody and say, God is getting ready to do something. It's a new season. Still want to look at Saul. We are comfortable with Sauls in the church. Even in the church, you know, we're doing all right. We're doing all right at church. We're doing all right. We just barely making it. We ain't doing all right. We could be doing far more for the kingdom if we let go of Saul. Too many times we're in leadership position. We think that nobody else can do it but us. Let me tell you something. You can vote me out as pastor, but you can't stop me from having a relationship with God. You don't have to be chairman of the board. You might not sing. They may not sing your solo. You get mad because they won't let you sing your solo. You are bigger than your solo. And if all you got is your solo, you ain't got nothing. It will go out of season anyhow. There'll be a remix that you can't sing. What God has for you in the future is better than what you have right now. I don't know what you got right now, but my faith says God is up to something. God is getting ready to do something. God's going to open a door for me. God's going to bless me in the future, and I got to walk into my blessing. And before I can walk into my blessing, I got to let Saul go. Eyes have not seen. Ear have not heard what God has in store for me. Oh, I say, God, look at somebody. Say, God's got something for you. Look at him. God's got something. Look at somebody else and say it like you're reading me. God's got something for you. I don't know what he's got for you, but God's got something for you. God's not through with you yet. He's bringing you through some stuff. He brought you through some stuff because he's getting you ready for some stuff. He wants to teach you how to be thankful and give glory to his name. You got to cry sometimes, but you will appreciate what he blessed. Some of us got to let some friends go. Do I have a witness? Some of us got some, they ain't friends know how. You got to let some people go. God can't bless you because you're hung up with a bunch of Sauls and Saulettes. That was yesterday's friends. But you need to let them go because God is finished with Saul. And he doesn't mean, because he's finished with Saul, doesn't mean he's finished with you. You can't move on to David until you let Saul go. Saul represents your past. But as long as you are tied up in your past, you'll never be able to move forward. If you're tied up in your past, it will prevent you from becoming all that God wants you to be. The largest auxiliary in the church is the used-to-be club. Oh, I used to be in the choir. I used to be in Ursia. I used to be. What have you done lately? God's mercy is new every day. He's not a used to be God. He is a very present help in a time of trouble. God expects our service and our loyalty every single day. God speaks to Samuel and says, go down and talk. Tell Samuel to go to Jesse's house. But I like Saul. Now, hey,
Samuel, ain't you listening to me? I've rejected Saul. I've moved on. I want you to go down to Jesse's house. He got some handsome boys down there. And then he's got one little runt of a boy out in the field taking care of some sheep. I want you to anoint him in my name.
You know what? If we're going to make it in this world, we better learn how to let Saul go and let God lead us. Where he leads me, I will follow. Talking to somebody the other day, I saw one of our members, 7-Eleven, the other day. I said, hey, so-and-so, where you been? I said, man, you're looking good. You're looking good. What's going on? He says, probably because I got married recently. I said, well, how come I didn't marry you? You know, he said, well, because, you know, she's a member of another church. And he says, this is my third one. I wish I'd have had the mind to tell him, I hope God picked this one. Because you ain't do so good on the first two. I didn't think about it, but if you listen to me on radio, you know who I'm talking to. Let God lead you, helping you to pick the right one. How many of you could stand a divine hookup?
I'm not talking about a man, that might, or a woman, that might be. Maybe you're looking for a mate or whatever. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about for God to speak to you and for God to lead you and for God to guide you and for God to make a way from you and for God to let you know that you are his own, that God's got your back when you're up against the wall. You need a hookup. I need some help in this life.
When you let Saul go, I need some, how many of you need a little more Jesus in your life? When you let Saul go, I need Jesus to hook up with me. He
forgave me of my past. My past has not been perfect, but thanks be to God, he looked beyond my faults and he saw my needs and he leads me and he guides me and he hooks up with a wretch like me and he takes me by the hand and he will carry me home.
I like the fact that you can't be so low that he can't lift you.
I like the fact that you can't be so dirty that he can't clean you. You can't be so broken that he can't put you back together again. Humpty Dumpty is not the only one that had a great fall. You and I had a great fall. And all of the king's men could not put you back together again. But Jesus, the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star, he can work on you. He can mold you, shape you, fashion you, and put you back together again. And when you think about it, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus.
He's able. He can clean your heart. He's able. He's able to do what, Rev? Well, what do you mean he's able? He's able to do whatever you need. You need healing for your soul. You know, a lot of times we talk about we need healing for our bodies because we got diabetes and high blood pressure or whatever. That's one thing, but how many know that my soul need healing? My body is probably the least of my problem. And how many know that my mind needs healing? Because my mind might go any kind of way. Do I have a witness in here?
I need to stay close to the cross so that he can heal my mind and he can heal my soul. He's able to do whatever I need. He's a father to the fatherless and a mother to the motherless. He's a friend to the friendless. He's a lawyer in a courtroom. He's a doctor in a sick room. Do I have a witness, Deacon College? He's a brain surgeon. Yes, he is. Somebody just say it with me. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Whatever you need. Oh. I may never get to hook up down here like I want. You know, sometimes Deacon Nicholson, I look on Facebook, and I was looking not long ago, and I'm not trying to be political here, but, you know, I was looking, and I saw some preachers on there, and they were saying, well, you know, I just got back from Washington. The White House invited me for dinner. And Deacon Hodge, I'd be sitting there, well, what's wrong with me? You know, I'm a loyal Democrat. You know, can I just be for real with you? And I'd be thinking, like, what he do that I didn't do? Deacon Baskin, he got a better hookup than I do. He ain't do nothing, but he just got a better hookup. But it's all right that Barack Hussein Obama never invites me to the White House. But I don't want to miss this hookup. When it's time, when the roll is called up yonder, when they start calling the names in glory, I want my name to be in the book. Do I have a witness in the house? I might miss some invitations down here, but for God's sake, they start going down through the row. Smith and Jackson. You know, God don't call us in alphabetical order. You do know that, don't you? I know you're sitting out there thinking, I'm going to say, well, you know, Johnson, Jackson, whatever. God calls us the way he wants to call us. And I don't know why. It's sort of like when I was a boy playing basketball, I wasn't too good. I was on the scrub team. But I'd be standing there waiting. They'd be calling everybody named Robinson, Hodge, Shaw. And I'm just... I got a feeling, you know... You know, when it comes to going to heaven, it's all right if y'all go before I do. I ain't going to be mad if God, if he calls me a little late down here, you should upset me. But when you turn that thing around, it'll be all right. But I want to make sure my name's in the book. It might be late, but I want my name to be called. It won't be called because of my goodness. It will be called because of his grace. It won't be called because I earned it. It will be called because he looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. Be called because I believe in Jesus Christ as the Lord and as the Savior, and that he died for my sins. I might be the last one called, but I have the assurance. I ain't gonna sweat that I'm going in, because the word says that we'll confess him with our mouth, believe in our hearts, he's faithful to forgive us of all unrighteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. Saul go.